We are on Daf Ches Amid Aleph, around 8 lines from the top, 7 lines from the top to be exact. Omar Rami Bachome, Zoysem Emeres, from our Mishnah we have a Raya, Amagbiya Metzir Lachavere, Kona Chavere. A person lifts up a metziah for someone else, so that person is koine. Isalke daitoch loikona chaveiroi. If you will say that if one Reuven picks up a metziah for Shimon, Shimon will not be koine. So then, tiyosa zu kimi shimunachas al gabi karke, Vizu kimi shimunachas al gabi karke, v'loyikne loize v'loize, elalav shmamino hamagbiya metziya lechaveiroi kone chaveiroi. Now, I'd like to give a little akdome. We're going to learn a very difficult sugya, and there are many difficulties in this sugya. But before we see Rashi, let us just say what Rami Bar Chama is saying. Rami Bar Chama is saying a chiddush, that if a person picks up a metziah, Reuven sees a metziah, he picks it up for Shimon. Shimon is koine. Now we have to understand what's the chiddush of that. What is the chiddush? Reuven picks up a metziah for Shimon, so Shimon is koine. What is the chiddush of that? So we will see soon, and then we'll elaborate on this nekudim, that it'd be a svara to say that Shimon should not be koine, because there's a concept of a toifes lebal choiv b'mokim shechav la'acherim loikonim. That means that let us say we have Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. He borrowed money from 3 malvas. Lemaise, let's say, for practical purposes, he borrowed $100 from each malva. In Ledavineinu, Reuven only has $100. That's it. We have 3 malvas which are eagerly awaiting to get the $100 that they had lent Reuven. So now, Bevel comes and takes away the $100 from Reuven the Loive, and he chaps it for 1 malve. Now, by doing this, he's achav lacherem. That means by taking the $100 for 1 malve, he's achav lacherem. He's chav to Shimon the Loive. Other malvas. Now, if the malva himself would have taken it, that would not be a problem. He's a malva, and he'd be entitled to take it. But we're talking about someone else. Someone else is going and hopping for one of the malvas. Atayfis lebalchoy bemokim shechav lacherim. Through this tvisa, he's chav lacherim. And we'll see there's a whole svara that it won't help. It shouldn't help. That's Yisai Dalef. When we'll get to it, we'll elaborate. But there's a svara it shouldn't help. The same svara is applicable by a metziah. That means you have a hefkedik and metziah lying on the ground. And there are many people who would love to pick up this metziah in order to be kind of the metziah. It's hefke. Now, Reuven goes and picks it up for Shimon. So, if Reuven would pick it up for himself, he's not worse than any other person. But he's not picking it up for himself. He's picking it up for Shimon. By doing this, he's making that all other people could not be zoiche in the metziah. So there is a comparison to a teifes lebal choy, b'mokim shechav lachem. Just like over there, there's a svore that the Tvisa does not help. So there's a Svara also over here that the Tvisa should not help. You pick up a Metzia for one person, and by doing this, you're being Chav L'Acherim, you're being Chav many other people. There's a Svara, it shouldn't help. So Rami Bar Chome starts off the sugya by saying, I disagree. It does help. Why? That's another parsha. Why we don't compare this to Teifus Labal Chayv Mokim Shechav L'Acherim. We'll see as the sugya progresses. But Rami Bar Chome said that it does help. That's the first chiddush of Rami Bar Chome. Zoma Rami Bar Chome Zoysay Meres Amagbiya Metzia L'Chaveiro Kone Chaveiro. That if Reuven picks up a Metzia for Shimon, Shimon will be Kone. And this is not like a Teifus L'Bal Choy B'Mokim Shechav L'Chay. Why? It's another parasha, but let's not get into that now. Now, where did Rami Bar Chome see this? He brought a raya. Zois oy meres. The isal kedaitoch loikone chaveiroi. If you will say that if Reuven picks up for Shimon, since this is a chav la'acherim, so Shimon will not be koine. So we have a tremendous problem when two people pick up a metzia. We have a tremendous problem. The sal kedaitoch loikone chaveiroi. The also zu kemishim munachas al gabi karke, vizu kemishim munachas al gabi karke, v'lo yikne loize v'loize. So, if there would be a problem, one cannot be zeiche for the other, one cannot be magbiya for the other because it's chav l'acherim. So the din should be when two people pick up a metzia, none of them should be koine, because there's a concept that there's to have vizu kemi shemanachas al gabikake, which is a big machlokes rishonim exactly what this means. But there's a problem in the hagbah. Reuven did not pick up the whole talis. Shimon did not pick up the whole talis. And the only way it'll help, because Reuven is going to pick up for Shimon also, and Shimon is going to pick up for Reuven also. That's the only way it helps. So now if you'll tell me Reuven cannot pick up a metzia for Shimon, and Shimon cannot pick up a metzia for Reuven, so when two people pick up a metzia, none of them should be kainet. Because none of them are picking up the whole metzia. We need that Reuven should pick up for Shimon. Shimon should pick up for Reuven. And that's the only way they'll be koine. And if it helps, so we see a magbiya metzia lechaveiri kone chaveiri. That is the yesod of what Rami Bar Chome says. Now let us see the first Rashi. Zoysay Meres. From the Mishnah, Masnisin Diktoni, Shnayim Shehigbiyu Metzia Konua V'yachloiku. Two people picked up a Metzia V'yachloiku. I mean, that's what Rashi says. Rashi is bringing down the Mishnah, Shnayim Shehigbiyu Metzia. So why didn't Rashi want to say, I mean, what's wrong, the lotion of the Mishnah, Shnayim Sheichzim Betalus? Why does Rashi say Metzia? But that's Rashi wants to stress this point. Two people are picking up a Metzia. This is a Magbiyim Metzia L'chaveirei. A Metzia, there's a Svaret HaTayfis L'Balchai. Every metzia, if I pick up for someone else, I'm being chav l'acherim. The Mishnah says, Shnayim shehigbiyu metzia konua. They were kaine. V'yachloiku. And it belongs to both of them. Uchishe magbiya. Now, when this is magbiya, magbiya ledas sheyikne bo chaveiro chetya.
I magbia that the chava should be able to be koine hef. Shma mino ha magbia metzia le chaveiro ikona chaveiro. Lekame porich di yuke de romi barchome. Meheiche, where did romi barchome see this in the Mishnah? Zoi say meres. Meise bove mi Mishnah seinu hulomat kein. Where did he see this in the Mishnah? Because if you will say, loikona chavere, v'lo yikne loize v'loize, v'lo loize yichatfene miyodem. None of them should be koine. No, the only way it works is because Reuben is picking up for Shimon, Shimon is picking up for Reuben, and that already is, we're going into the sugi of Magbiya Metziya Lechaveira, and you see Magbiya Metziya Lechaveira, Kon Lechaveira. Now, let us try to elaborate what is the case of Romi Bachome. What is the problem of Romi Bachome? That there's a problem that Tavik Kmenachas Algabi Karke, there's a zuke misha menachas al gabi karke, vizuke misha menachas al gabi karke. There's a zoo shemunachas al gabi karke. What is the zoo? What are we speaking about? There's a tremendous machloikis, rishonim. The raivet shita is, perhaps this is the most understandable pshat, but all the rishonim are chaylik with the raivet. But let us just bring down what the Raivis pshat. The Raivis says that Romi Bachama learned pshat in the Mishnah, Shaloi Higbiya Oisa. No one picked up the talus completely. Sheim Yoniach Oisa Ha'acher, if the other one will, two people picked up a Metziah. That is the case of the Mishnah. So the Raivet says the Mishnah is speaking about, and perhaps it's speaking about because the Mishnah did not differentiate. It's speaking about all cases, and it's also speaking about a case that no one picked up the complete talus. Shim yoniach oisai ha'acher, if the other one would let go, loy teyoker minakarke. So it would still be, we have a 20-foot talus, and if the other one would not have picked it up, it would be on the, so it would be on the ground. So no one picked up the whole talus. In Kenyan Hagboys, one has to make a Maisa Kenyan on the complete article. We had a lumdus of Bakinyan Yad is commander posik domi. That's a psalumdus in Kinyan Yad. We consider ki'ilu, it was, it's a entity bifnayatma in cut off from the rest of the talus. But if Yishtamazai picking up half a talus and the other half is dragging on the ground, you did not make a Kinyan Hagbo. So memele, so the Raivet wants to say, this is the most poshet pshat in the Gemara. We learn like the Raivet, that the Mishnah is speaking about a case that I need the Hagbah from the second one in order that there should be Hagbah on the Talus. If the second one would not pick it up, I didn't make Hagbah on the Talus. I need the Hagbah of the second one. Avo, zok the Raivet, im igbiyoi kedei shim yeniach ha'echot Ti'okar mina karke. But what if he's speaking about a small talus? We both lifted up. 1, 2, 3. We both lifted it up. And if one would let go, so the other one would be holding it. Konushnei machmas atzma. Then there's no problem whatsoever. Then there's no teheizuke. Then there wouldn't be a problem. What's Each one is picking up the whole talus. לפי שאינה כמנחס על גבי קרקע, it's not מונח על גבי קרקע, I lifted it up, you also lifted it up, fine, I don't need you, you don't need me, not good and talk. בכל אחד, כהנה בהגבוס. So the Ravid gives us a hakdome, this sugya, that Rami Bar Chomer, we're going to have this, that apostle what Rami Bar Chomer said, and others are going to be chaylik on Rami Bar Chomer. That what Rami Bar Chomer had a problem with the Mishnah, because he understood that the Mishnah, since the Mishnah did not specify that it's speaking about a certain size talis, so that means the Mishnah is talking about talisim of all sizes. Talisim of all sizes, that it is impossible for one person to lift it up completely from the ground. No, the only reason it's being lifted up, because the other one lifted it up. The other one lifted up the other half. So, al kochach, how does it help? I only lifted up a half at all. So, al kochach, he wants that his maisa agbor should help for me. Oh, so he's being magbia for me. And shuldik, how can you be magbia for me? Yechav lacherem. Very nice of you. Yechav lacherem. So, Rami Bachama says, oh, so I see from our Mishnah, ha-magbiya mitziya l'chaveiroi, kone chaveiroi. That's one way we could look at it. There's a Rashba, is chaylik on the Ravid. And the Rashba says, and it's speaking about a fellow a small talis, and he says that what it's called munach al gabi karke, because the holding of each person, the gabi, the second person, is kemunach al gabi karke. That means you have two people holding the talis. Let us just say, for practical purposes, a person wanted to say a gebaldike, perhaps a gebaldike bio in the machlokes, the Ravid and of David Geldzeiler wanted to say a bio between the machlokes, the Ravid and the Rashbe. There's a machlokes a poiskim. In Hilchis Hagbo, let's say a person is holding his hand above the ground, and someone puts something in the hand. He doesn't lift it up. It's there. It's are you kaine with Kinyan Hagbo? Is that called Kinyan Hagbo? Yes or no? So there's a machlokes, the Teiras Gittin, and the Taz. The Teiras Gittin said, that's called Hagbo. I didn't lift it up, but it's lifted through me. That's what the Teiras Gittin says. The Taz says, no, that's not called Hagbo. You have to lift it up. That means if your hand was lifted from the ground and someone put something into your hand, you have to lift it up in order to be kinder behagbo. So it seems the Taz holds Kinyan Hagbos, you have to make a Maisa Hagbo. And the Teiras Gittin learns Hagbo means it has to be Mugba through you. It has to be Mugba through you. Agavuch HaMaimer HaMuzger, I remember someone came to me before my chas and he asked me a shayla, how is the Kala Koine the Tabas? With what Kinyan is she Koine the Tabas? Perhaps it would have a shaykhis with the Teiras Gittin and the Taz. That means the chosen, we don't find usually that the Kala should lift up her hand to be kind of the Tabas. According to the Teiras Gittin, it's very good. It's Mugba Mikoichoi. You put the ring, she's holding the Tabas. If it's called Kinyan Yad, you have to know if that's called Kinyan Yad, if it's called B'toich yodo, or chutz mi yodo, this is a debatable shayla. Aber Kaponim, we have here a machloikes in Kinyan Hagbo. What is Kinyan Hagbo? Do you have to lift it, or does it have to be lifted through you? We have a machloikes. So perhaps it could be, this was the machloikes, the Ravid and the Rashba. The Ravid held, the ik is, I have to lift it. The ik is, I have to lift it. I lifted it. He lifted it also, so what's the problem? I lifted it. I made a maisa hagbo, so I should be kind it. The other person lifted it also, so also be kind it. So both of us made a maisa kinyan, so both should be kind it. What's the problem? The Ravid held there's only one problem by a long talis, which only lifted up half a talis. Then I didn't lift up the talis. Then he lifted up the other half of the talis, so and there it's necessary to lift it up for me. But if it's a short talis, the Ravid told, so I lifted it. He lifted it also. What's the problem? Could be the Rashba held that in Kinyan Agbo, it has to be lifted through you. Here it's not lifted through me, it's lifted through him also. So how much is lifted through him that's missing in my Agbo? That's kemunach agabi karke. That means I'm not, it's not mugba mikoichi. It's mugba together with him. So could be his agbo is megareya from my agbo. It's not lifted through me. It's lifted through him also. So that should be if we could picture that there was a talis on a piece of an omud. And I lift up the talis, and the omud is like an elevator, and when I'm lifting it up, the elevator also lifts it up. So it's lifted through me in the elevator. So I'm lifting, the elevator is also lifting. Could be that's not called, it's mugba, it's lifted through me. There's someone else that's also lifting it, so it's not called mugba through me. I'm making perhaps a maisagbo, but together with an elevator, but al kaponim could be that's a chesod. That's what the Rashba holds. The Rashba holds a filu, a small talis. If two people lift it up, so it is not called lifted through me, because Yen is also lifting. It's not called lifted through him, because I'm lifting. To Malchim. There's a Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says as follows. Iker akushe te tiyosa kemisha munach al gabi kalke. The Gemara says there's a problem over here when two people lift up a talis. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Hainu misvosoi hashniye shehu biyad chaveri. This shtickle that he's holding, two people are holding, so the shtickle, what the other one is in his hand, that I'm not lifting, that's in his hand. Avo b'may she'enom tfusim loize ve'loize lekek peide kimin she'mugba shapir mikoichoi. A Pnei Yeshua, the Ritva also would seem, holds like that. A new mahalach in the problem. The problem is over here because could be that means if two people are lifting a talis, so whatever is in between, there's no problem whatsoever. I'm lifting, he's lifting, so what's the problem? The problem is, but what is in his hand, I didn't lift, and he didn't lift what's in my hand. And in Hilchus Agbo, you have to lift up the whole article. And there's a chelik of the article which I didn't lift. That is the problem. That's a third mahalach. That's what the Pnei Yeshua holds. And there's a fourth mahalach. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, we'll try to understand the sugya according to each mahalach, but al kaponim, there's a fourth mahalach, there's a Taisvus Arosh. The Taisvus Arosh, Shit Mekebetzes, brings down, he's chaylik on the Ravid, or the Rishayim are chaylik on the Ravid. We're talking about a fellow, a small talus also, that's number one, we're talking about a small talus. Tfisas kol echot mevatel kinyan chaveiroi. The kivin shuhu roitze likna is chetye betfisosoi, since he wants to be koine, tfisosoi legabi chaveiroi kemunach al gabi kalke. That means the understanding, the purpose of a maise kinyan is hiroas bailas. That means I'm picking it up, so that's showing I'm an owner. The minute you have two people picking it up, and both of them want to acquire ownership with the picking up, so each one's actions is a shter to the other one. Because you, with your picking up, you want to show a Ros Bailas. Well, he also wants to show a Ros Bailas with his picking up. So his picking up is kimunachas al gabi kaka. That means is picking up. Ishters, you're maisa kinya. You're maisa veiros bailas. And just to have a picture where this is moiradik negeya, and we'll see later in the sugya, if you'll have shnayim roichvim al gabi behime. 1, 2, 3, both go and jump on the behime. Both are roichvim. Is there a problem here, yes or no? According to the first three pshatim we had mentioned, there's no problem. There's no problem according to the Haifa. No problem, I didn't make a Maisag Bo. I only picked up half a talus. According to the Pnei Yeshua, I didn't pick up the whole talus because whatever's in his hand, there's a problem. That's it. I didn't pick up the whole talus. According to the Rashba, Fakert, it's not Mugba Mikoichi, it's Mugba. So whatever is not mugba mikoichi, some amelad, this felt in my maisagbo. So it's kemunach al gabikake. It's missing in the mugba mikoichi. But if two people sit down on a chamor and there's a kinyan of roichev, that when you sit on the chamor, no problem. No problem whatsoever. I'm a roichev, he's a roichev. What's the problem? According to the Tosfos HaRosh, there's a big problem. Fakert, his maise kinyan is megareya your maise kinyan. That's the problem. By him riding on the chamur, the same time you're riding on the chamur, his maise rechive is menaged your maise rechive, and therefore none of you should be koine, unless there'll be cooperation between both of you. But if each one will want to, aniva avsi oit, it's me, I don't. So there'll be a short. None of you will be kind, because one Maisa Kinyan will contradict the other Maisa Kinyan. So now we have here four Oifanim to understand the problem. We have four Oifanim to understand the problem. There was not a complete Maisa Hagbo according to the Ravid, or it was not completely mugbe according to the Rashbe, or the chelik that's in the yad of kol echad ve'echad is the problem. That what's in the middle, they're both holding together, that's no problem whatsoever, but that what they're holding in the hand is a problem. I just like to throw in perhaps a shtikel ha'ora, which I don't understand, according to the Pnei Yeshua. Now Yeshua says that what's in the middle of the holding together is no problem. I'm holding it. You're holding it. Finish. That's no problem. I'm Magbi. You're Magbi. I don't need you. You don't need me. What is the problem? The problem is that's what's in my hand. That you are not holding, and what's in your hand, I'm not holding. So we have a problem, and we need one should help the other in order that we should be able to be kind. That's the problem. So, l'chayre, I had a shtikel ha'ore. We had a concept that by kinyan suda, if even once say one is holding dol suda and the other one holds gimel al gimel, there's a concept, kemanda posak domi. It's just like it's cut off. It's an entity, bifnei atzmoy, and I made a kinyan yad on that. So therefore, it's irrelevant. You're holding the whole suda. This is commander posik. Halachically, it's like it was cut off. This is an entity, bivniyatim, and I made a kinyan yad. So just like we say such a concept, that when someone is whatever is in his hand is commander posik dami. It's like it's cut off. It's nothing to do with the rest of the talis. So why does this hamper the kinyan agbo of the second one? Just like we will say commander posik. Let's the middle of the Pnei Yeshua says there's no problem. The middle, both are picking up. There's no problem. The whole problem is what Reuven is holding in his hand and what Shimon is holding in his hand. So let's be a little elef. What Reuven is holding in his hand, l'chayre, that belongs to Reuven als commander posik domi. What Shimon is holding in his hand it belongs to Shimon als commander posik domi. So this is considered an entity b'vnei atzmoi. The talis is only the middle. That's only negay in the middle. In the middle, they're both holding together. So why is there a chesaron that I'm not picking, that Reuven is not picking up that what's in Shimon's hand, and Shimon is not picking up what Reuven says? This is a shtikel ha'ore I hear on the Pnei Yeshua. And just to say one shtikel teretz, I don't know if this is a satisfactory teretz, there is a shita that holds the whole concept of commander posak domi is if that in my hand is achshivis bifnei atzmai. That means it's gimel al gimel. This, we consider this as an entity bifnei atzmai. It's a handkerchief. I'm holding a handkerchief. You're holding a handkerchief. We have a big scarf. Fine. The scarf I'm not holding, but the handkerchief I'm holding. But if it's less than gimel al gimel, there's a svara to say, so you can't consider it an entity bifnei atzmai because it says no chashivis whatsoever. Then you don't say commander posik domi. So then we could say that that's pshat na gemara, that each one is holding less than gimel al gimel. Then the whole concept of commander posik domi is not applicable. Then we have a problem. Al kaponim, this is the Pnei Yeshua's mahalach. And then we have here the Taisus Arosh's mahalach, that what he wants to be kinder for himself, that alone is makes that the other one can't be koina. Since I want to make a Maisa Kinyan, the whole thing, so that is a stira to your Maisa Kinyan. So Mamela, so we have here problems. This problem, Rami Bachome had in the Mishnah. He didn't understand the Mishnah. Two people pick up a talis and they're both koina. He had a big problem in this. Why does it help? So the answer to this problem was that since there's a realization that, listen, if you won't be cooperative, so a third guy can grab it away from both of you. So Mamela, there's a realization that if one won't help the other, no one will get anything. So each one, his Hagboy wants to be kinder with the Hagboy, that is true. But at the same time, he wants that his Mais Hagboy should help Yenna. That Yenna, there shouldn't be a chason in Yenna's Mais Hagboy. And it seems we can do these two things for some reason. That means I can, if I have a kavone, that my Mais Hagboy should help for you, it'll help. And that takes away the chesaron of tiyosek misha munachas agabi kalkin dosami. But so that's the only way we can understand pshat in the Mishnah. So Rami Bar Chama says, so if we say this, that's the only way we understand pshat in the Mishnah. So I have a raya, zois oimeres hamagbiya metziya lachaveiroi konachaveiroi. That one can pick up on the other. That means if Reuven is picking for Shimon, that Reuven's Agbo is helping for Shimon, but Lamaisa Reuven is hurting Levi by doing this. Reuven is hurting Levi. So we see that is not a problem. We say, Amagbiya Metzir Chaveiroi Kona Chavei. So Rava said, I wish to disagree with you, Rami Bar Chama. I wish to disagree with you. I wish to disagree. So let's see what Rashi says. So loy lo mei malach, loy konech abeire. Heiche de magvi eloi niskaven liknois bo klum. The halacha that you said, you brought a right from our Mishnah, but let us say the halacha what you said. You came to a halacha, you derived a halacha, if Reuven will pick up a metziah for Shimon, Shimon will be kainet. That's what you, that's what you said. Shimon will be kainet. That you saw from our Mishnah. And even though Reuven has no intent to be kainet himself, but Shimon will be kainet. I wish to disagree with you. Eichet agmielin is kaven liknes baklum. He won't be kainet. V'taim ha'omalekamon, da v'taifis lebalchoiv b'mokim shechav lachayim. So before we go further, we have to stop here and now try to understand we have here a moiridike machloikes, Rove and Rami Bachome. Rami Bachome said a aloche that if Reuven picks up a talus for Shimon, Shimon is koine. And Rami Bachome had a raya from our Mishnah, because if you won't say that, we can't understand the Mishnah. Fine. But Rami Bachome said a aloche that if Reuven can pick up something for Shimon, Shimon will be kind. Rave says, you're wrong. I disagree with you. Reuven will pick up a metziah for Shimon. Shimon will not be kind. Why? Because it's a teifes lebalchoi b'mokim shechav l'acherim loikon. Period. I with Yeraya, we'll talk about that soon. But the halacha, I'm disagreeing with you on the halacha that you're saying, because a teifes lebalchoi b'mokim shechav l'achei. Now, let us try to understand the halacha by balchoiv. Rava says that then there's a comparison from metziah to balchoiv, but let's first understand this halacha by balchoiv gufe. Is aloche by balchayv that a balchay that if Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, each one he owes 100 talas, Yisocha, and Reuven has 100 talas, Yisocha grabs away the 100 talas from Reuven and zoichet for Shimon. That's called a toifis la balchayv b'mokim shechav la'acherim. Shimon was not koine. That's aloche and. Rav is comparing, so if you take a metziah and you want to be zeiche for Shimon, you're also taking away from a lot of people. So it's the same thing. Now this gufe, we have to, let's talk about Tevis Bachayim. Why doesn't it help? We have a klal, shluchei shalodam kemoisai. Let us say, for all practical purposes, Shimon made Yisocha Ashlich. Please, I can't hop away from this Reuven. But you're a 6-footer. You hop away and be Zeicha for me. Nope. Yisocha went and did it. He hopped it away. So that is, it seems, a davar muskim that it doesn't help. Why doesn't it help? Why didn't he say Shluchei Shalom Kamaisa? Why doesn't it help? There is a Rosh in Mesechtes Gittin that says a Yesod, Perikame Oishet Gimu, Lav Kol Kiminei Kidei Lishav Yeshliach Kidei Lochev Lachem. You cannot make a Shliach to be Chav Lachem. There's no parsha of shliches. So, Rabbi Zalman says as follows. We find in different areas a parsha of shliches. We find by Truma. We find by Truma a parsha of shliches. Now, let's go. So what's the din? Reuven has a kri of Tvur. Reuven Tarshim, Bimafrish Truma. We have a posik, Atem, Gamatem. Reuven can make Shimon a shliach to be mafresh truma. Now, after becomes truma, it's also lezorim. But Zutar Bissezalman, no. The shliach is, I'm making you a shliach to do something on my kri. It's my kri. I have to be mafresh tume. The shlichus is on my kri. You should do something for me. It's not a shlichus to step on Yenim's toes. It's a shlichus to be mesak in my kri. Afterwards, it'll be also to zorim. That's a din tum is also lozom, but it's not a shlichus to step on Yenim's toes. It's not a shlichus lochayim lachayim. So shlich is to be misak in my kri. Case number two. We have another parsha of shlichus. We have a parsha of gitten. You can make a shlich to be mekadesh anisha. Make a shlich to be mekadesh anisha. Also, if you're mekadesh anisha, who, huh? Now she's also loylum. That is not the shlichus. The shlichus is that she should become my wife. The shlichus is that she should become Oy's wife. Now she's his wife, now she's also a koyin, now she's my wife. That is not the shlichus. The shlichus is to do something which, it's an asik between us. That means, I want to marry her. Now there's dinam, and I should see she's also a halme, a grusha, she's also a koyin. That's irrelevant. But it's a shlichus. The whole parsha of shlichus, we see the shlichus is to do a private asik, which the yisod a shlichus is not to step on Yenim's toes. Could be Yenna will eventually lose from the shlichus, but that's not the yisod a shlichus. Masha'enkein, to make a shlich lochav racherem. That means like this. That means this Reuven owes Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda $100. Shimon comes over to Yisachar. No, grab it away and be zeicher for me. Now, the whole shlichus is that Levi and Yehuda and Yisachar should not be, Levi and Yehuda should not be able to get it. That's all. I didn't say deliver it to me. No, it's a shlichus. If you take it away, like this, it's meshubah to all of them, you'll be zeicher for me, it's mine and it's not theirs. The whole purpose of a chavlach, of a teifis labal choiv, is, there's a whole bunch of malvis, and the shlichus is lachayv lachayv. That is the shlichus. We don't find a parsha of shlichus. That is the loshen of the rosh. There's the loshen, that's one mahalach. There's another mahalach, and perhaps with this second mahalach, we'll be able to appreciate as this, how the sugya continues. There's a svara that Rabbi Kivege brings down from the Beis Meir. This is called like a shliach l'dvar aveira. That means the whole shlichus is to hurt somebody else. That's the purpose of the shlichus. It's ke'ein a shlichus l'dvar aveira. That means that the purpose is to, that means him and that, the pshat is, if a person does it for himself, so I'm a malva, you're a malva, so I say so anyone can take for themselves. But you're a shliach to make that to be mine and not theirs. That's like a dvar aveira. And that falls into the category of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. And perhaps others bring down, there's a gemara that darshens a posuk leiselakek la'oni. Don't pick leket for one ani. Because by doing this, you have to all other ani. And that's this Indian of it's a me'ein en shliach l'dvar aveira. So now we have here a concept of a teifis l'bal choy b'mokim shachav l'cheirem is not kone. And that's what Rava said. So Rava said to Rami bar Chome, Rav said to Rami bar Chama, you know, I wish to disagree with you. But the Raya will talk about soon. But the halacha that you said, I wish vehemently to disagree with you. You said that amagbiya metziya lachaveiroi, kone chaveiroi. The whole thing is only that him and not someone else. That's a teifus labachim mokim shechav lachem. I wish vehemently to disagree with you. It doesn't help. Your Raya from the Mishnah, we'll talk about that soon. That was Rav's disagreement with Rami bar Chama. Now let us go back to Rami bar Chama. So what did Rami bar Chama hold? Rabbi just threw the books at him. He told him, "So Taifis Labal Chayv, B'mokim Shechav L'Acherim, how should it help?" So we can say two svaras. One svara we can say, and this is a Ramban later, and Daf Yud, this is not called Chav L'Acherim. That means that you have a potential, you could have picked it up. That's not called Chav L'Acherim. That is not called Chav L'Acherim, because they don't, no one has any schusim whatsoever. A taifis lebal chayiv. Each malve has a shibud on the nichse halayve. Each one has a shibud. You're going and you're taking for me, that means you're mafkiya their shibud. You're making it should belong to me and you're taking away from them. Ooh, what? That is no din shlichus on them. You're not a baldovo. You're taking away from them and to be zeicha from me. That is no din shlichus. Here by metziah, it's not called you're taking away from anyone. Who are you taking away from? No one has any schusim in it. If they would have picked it up, they would have got something. But that's not called chav l'acherim. That's not called chav l'acherim. And if we say the concept is it's a dvar avera. It's not a dvar avera. I mean, it's not chav. You don't have anything. You could have been zeicher. That's what Rami Bachome held. There's a svara to say, maybe it's called chav l'acherim to the one who lost it. Because there's a meiradik in the Sivis. The Nesivis says, by Yiyush, it still belongs to the person who lost it till someone takes it away. That means, kol zman, no one was zeicher, it still belongs to the oived aveide. So it could be, it's called chav l'acherim to the oived aveide. Could be that was the svara of Rava. So you have to know what Rami Bachomel. This is one mahalach. A second mahalach to understand Rami Bachome. Rami Bachome said there's no comparison by metziah to chav l'acherim. Why? Because by metziah there's a concept migu di iboi zochi l'nafshei. Which there's a poshet pshat and a lomdash pshat, and we'll say the poshet pshat. That means, by chav l'acherim, by tevis l'bachayim means, you have a strange person. This Reuven owes Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda each $100. And so for say so, Shimon wants to take it away, gesundheit. Levi wants to take it away, gesundheit. Yehuda wants to take away, gesundheit. Yisachar comes, he has no shaykhis at all with this. He takes it for Shimon, in by taking it for Shimon, is being mafkiya the shibud of Levi and Yehuda. That's called a toifis l'bachay makim shechav l'achem. That's to be chav l'acherim. You're not a baldova. Who are you to do such a thing? There's no parsha of shlichas that you can do such a thing. Masha ein came by metziah. If I wanted to, I could take it myself. I'm also a yid. I took away from them. I took away because they could have been there. I could have taken it for myself also. So the minute I could have taken it for myself, so then there's no time. So you chav l'acherim. Chav l'acherim only means if I have chlal no schusim in this moment. So what all I'm doing is taking away from them and giving to one to be zeichav one. That's called one cannot do such a thing. But if I could take it for myself, and I decided that instead of taking it for myself, I'm taking it for Shimon. There's no chesaron of chav l'acherim over here. Because since I can take it for myself, I'm just about double like them. I can take it for myself, I can take it for Shimon. So memele, that could be that Rami Bachome held that by metziah this amigo di boi zochi l'nafshi. I could take it for myself. So there's no problem of chav l'acherim. And Rabbi did not hold like this. Rabbi is chaylik al Rami Bacham. I wish to disagree with you. I'm, that if a person, I'm a gbi, metzir, chavei, Loikon echaveira. Why loikon echaveira? Because it is a chavlache. That is, so far, the machlekes of Rove and Rami Bachom. But now, Rove has to handle with the raya of Rami Bachom. Rami Bachom brought a raya from a Mishnah. It says when two people pick up a talis, they're both koine, and there is a problem. However, we learn Shan the problem. Tiosuzuki Menachas, Agavi Kalke, there's a problem. Shimon did not make a complete agbo. Ruven's agbo is a shter to Shimon. So it only works because Ruven is doing it for Shimon and Shimon is doing it for Ruven. So Rav says, in the Mishnah, it's different. Loi lamei melach magbim etziach lechaveiroi loi kon lechaveiroi. Oho chayinu taime migid is zochi lenavshi zochi nami lechaveiroi. Here, he's zoiche for himself. It's not migud boy zochi. He's take zoiche for himself. He wants to be zoiche also. He's doing it for himself also. That means, let's talk, let's say, the Raivet pshat. You're lifting up for Yana, you have to me. I'm doing it for myself. I'm lifting up him, he's lifting up for me. That's, I want to be Zayche. That's called Chavla Chayrim. I'm doing it for myself. In order to do for myself, when you do for others, you do for yourself. So I have to do for others also. But here it's Zachi Lenavshe. I'm doing it for myself. Without doing it for him, without him doing it for me, none of us will be Koine. So here there's no chesaron of chav lachayim because he's zoichel anavshay. Masha einkein, the case of a magbiya mitziya lachaveiroi, there he's not doing it for himself, he's only doing it for Yena. There of all, there's a chesaron of chav lachayim. Let us see Rashi. Hoche diktoni b'masnisen, shnayim shegviyu mitziya konu. You know why the koine migud is zochil enavshei zochin ami lechavrei? Because here is zochil enavshei also. So since I'm getting a schiye, or because of the chavrei, I'm getting a schiye in it myself, so then I can do it for the chavrei. But in the case of magbiy metzil lechavera, which I'm not deriving anything from the agbo, it's only from yene, then there's a problem. Atayvus l'balchayim v'mokim shechav l'achayrim loikoneh.